This is Primal Potential, and I am your host, Elizabeth Benton. Through education, motivation, and implementation, we will bridge the gap between knowing and doing so we can master fat loss naturally and help you reach your highest potential. Let's get started. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal Potential Podcast. I am Elizabeth Benton. Thank you so much for joining me for yet another episode. It is going to take every ounce of self-control I have to not scratch my mosquito bites while I'm recording. I was sitting outside for 4 or 5 hours last night, and or 2 nights ago, and when I woke up the next day, I must have 70 mosquito bites on my butt and my legs. And as I started to pull this up to record, I realized I was like scratching my leg. And I thought, okay, do I need to bind my hands to not do that while I'm recording? Because I'm pretty sure you guys could hear it if I was doing that. So if you hear any weird noise, that's just me scratching through my sweatpants. I'm going to try. To not do that because I know I shouldn't do that anyway. Anyways, quick couple of things before we dive into today's episode, which is not about mosquito bites. Although, random side note, did you know that your blood type and your microbiome influence your propensity to be bitten by bugs? Random little tidbit for you. Though today is not a science episode. I did give you a little science moment there, but Thursday's episode will be more science-based. So to my science geeks, I'm coming for you, but don't skip today's episode because I think that this can be a big breakthrough moment for many of you. Couple other little things before we get to that thing that is going to be the meat and potatoes of today's episode. The other day I got an email from someone who was questioning why I don't share what I eat. And while it's true that I don't share it on the podcast, it's not true that I don't share it. You are right that I don't do a poetic reading of my food diary on here. I think that would be awfully boring. However, on my Instagram stories, I post pictures of just about everything that passes my lips. If I have my phone on me, it's on Instagram. So, with the exception of water, you can see those pictures on my Instagram account, at Elizabeth Benton, in my stories, not my posts. And if you don't know the difference between Instagram stories and Instagram posts, just a super quick Google search will help you figure that out. So I definitely do post what I eat. And also, a lot of my workouts make it onto my Instagram stories as well. All right, second little administrative thing. The wait list for the fall 12 weeks to transformation is now open. All you have to do is go over to the show notes page for this episode, which you can find at primalpotential.com/488. That is today's episode number. Or alternatively, just go to primalpotential.com, hit the work with me tab, and you can get on the wait list there. New little announcement about that. So that wait list is for the fall session because I'm not doing a rookies group, a first-timers group in the summer, but I will be having a special offer for the summer folks who are on the fall wait list but don't want to wait until fall to really kind of get things in gear and take great care of themselves. So you've got to be on that wait list to be the first to hear about that special summer offer, which isn't a 12-week group, but I've got something for you because this is the first time in a couple years that I haven't done a summer group, so I didn't want to leave you hanging on that. So to get on the wait list, either go to primalpotential.com/488 or go to primalpotential.com and hit the work with me tab right on the homepage. If you've worked with me before and you want to be in the summer veterans group, because there will be a summer veterans group, just not a summer rookies group, just shoot me an email and I will get you squared away. The other day, I shared with the Masters Club during our May webinar that there's a real important perspective change on things being hard, on specifically change being hard. that we need to shift. When it comes to the perception that changing something in your life, losing weight, improving your eating habits, ending binges, spending less, not hitting snooze, we need to change the perspective that that shift is hard. Because not changing is also hard, right? Bear with me for a second while I put this in a little bit better context, while I give it a little bit of color. Was it hard for me personally to break away from my everyday 6 day a week Chick-fil-A habit? Yeah. Was it hard for me to break away from my Hostess cupcake every time I put gas in my car habit? Yeah. It was hard for me to stop binging. Absolutely. But was it harder than being obese and depressed and addicted to food and miserable and lacking confidence and not living my life and hiding and being sad all the time? No. Not even comparable levels of difficulty. It was way harder to be depressed and obese and feel stuck and feel like my cravings ran my life and I had no self-control. That was way harder than saying not today to Chick-fil-A for breakfast. And there's a flip side of that coin, which is employing self-discipline, fighting against temptation, working every day to be just a little bit better than I was the day before. That was infinitely easier than saying yes to everything I wanted, than saying yes to every temptation, to every indulgence, than saying yes to things that made me feel hopeless and frustrated all the time. And I want to say that again because most of us have only ever experienced the pleasure of indulging, but it was easier to be disciplined than it was to be miserable and frustrated and overwhelmed and feel stuck. The same thing was true when I was getting out of debt. Yes, I will absolutely agree that it was tough. It was hard to stay disciplined, and it was hard to say no to eating out and to not this year regarding taking a vacation. But it was also hard to have my paycheck come in and have it be already spoken for, right? With all my bills. It was easier to live a financially disciplined life than a financially pressured life. It's not either I do this work or I choose what is easier. It's not a simple truth when you tell yourself it's just too hard to be disciplined or motivated to turn down the drink or the dessert or the spending or the snooze button or whatever it is. Because I know that it's also hard to feel like you're always letting yourself down and to feel like you should be living a life that's more full and more confident and more free than the one you're living now. Here's the deal. It's not so much that it's true that it's harder to be disciplined than not be disciplined. You're just not used to the discipline. You're not used to saying no when you've been in a habit of saying yes. It wasn't true for me that it was just easier to be fat than to lose weight. I was just used to that pattern of life. It was super hard to be that heavy and to feel like food had more power than I did. We just tell ourselves it's easier because we're used to it being that way. We're used to making those choices, or we're used to being frustrated. We're used to feeling hopeless. We're used to feeling pressured. So it's time to tell the truth, which is both are hard. But which hard do you want? Right? And if that resonates with you, don't just hear it, don't just nod, but put it in your calendar for tomorrow, for 2 days from now, for next week, for the first of the month. So many people are snowing themselves. And I know because I've been there. It's not so much that one is hard and the other is easy. It's that one is practiced and the other is not. Both are hard, but you're comparing a familiar difficulty that you've grown used to something that is difficult primarily because it's new, but in reality, what it gives you is actually a lot easier. This is the perspective shift we have to make. I used to say, I've tried everything to lose weight. But what was true was I had tried everything except consistency. I had tried everything except not giving up. And when I realized, this way of living is actually really hard, so I need to stop telling myself this story that making better choices is so hard. I couldn't imagine anything being much harder than the life I was living. Waking up every day feeling like I had let myself down, like I wasn't who or where I wanted to be, that was hard. It was just that discipline was new, so it was unpracticed. I'll choose the happier hard, the happier uncomfortable. And I want you to think about the fact that maybe it's not even hard at all. That the only thing you're feeling is novelty, is newness, unfamiliarity. At least get to the point where it's not unfamiliar anymore, so then you can judge these two things based on two practice things versus this is familiar and this is new. And because it's new, we say it's hard, when in reality, it's probably infinitely easier than the hard you've been choosing that you're just more familiar with. You're just more used to. You're just more patterned in your responses. I remind myself often as Jade Tita, I think he's the first person I ever heard say it, easy is earned. I'm not scared to do hard things. Living that way, missing out on so much of my life, feeling so overwhelmed by how much I wanted to change, that was hard. I'm not going to convince myself that taking great care of myself is what hard looks like. Hard was when my dad died. Hard was when I got divorced. Saying not today to a cookie or a glass of wine is not what I am going to convince myself is hard. Because from that perspective, I'm small, I'm weak, and I'm powerless, and I just refuse to accept that. I got an email the other day that I want to leave you guys with. And the email started with a quote from Joan of Arc. Literally, it was the first line of the email. And the quote from Joan of Arc reads, "I am not afraid. I was born to do this." The email says, "My first name is Joan, so Joan of Arc has always been of interest to me. Yet I never really felt I could relate to her because she was such a strong, brave young woman. The more reading one does about her, however, the more one realizes that she was not just a warrior, but a timid young peasant girl who admitted she would rather stay home next to her mother at the spinning wheel. What drove her was not amazing physical strength and superior discipline. What drove her was an assurance of her calling and dedication to her faith and to the greater vision of victory for her country. She knew she must do what God had asked of her and that he would pave the way, which he did. She herself never took a life, but she commanded and directed men in battle to free France from English rule. Wisdom, perseverance, and of course bravery are what drove her to victory." This email I got continues, "For weeks before your first rebranding podcast," which was episode 480 for those of you who are curious, and then again in 484 and 485, "I had been really thinking about fear. How since I was a small child. Fear has ruled my life. Now, in my 40s, I'm tired of being afraid. I'm tired of being afraid of whether or not people like me, whether I'll ever conquer this weight food thing, or even afraid that I will. I've been doing some digging and work to try to find the root of this fear. Then I listened to your rebranding podcasts. Still not sure of what my focus would be, I didn't really worry about it and knew, like you had mentioned, that something would come along. It hit me on St. Joan of Arc's feast day recently that this quote is what is speaking to me right now. I am not afraid. I am not afraid of what people think of me. I am not afraid of being hungry and letting a craving pass. I am not afraid of missing out on a drink or dessert. I am not afraid to do hard things and push myself in exercise. I am also not afraid to listen to my body and rest when needed. I am not afraid to tell myself no. What was I born to do? I was born to live. One is not really living if one lives a life ruled by fear. I was born to be a wife, mother, daughter, sister, friend. I was born to both lead and serve in those roles, and I can only do that if I am healthy and not so wrapped up in myself and my food issues that I can't even think about anything else. I need to be a confident warrior. I no longer have the time or energy to live in fear. I have a small icon of Joan of Arc in my kitchen as a peasant girl, not as a warrior. It reminds me that even though I'd rather be at home sitting next to my spinning wheel, aka desserts and wine, I need to be tending to my calling without fear in any shape or form. It's what I was born to do. I love that. It inspires me, and I hope it inspires you. And I hope you challenge yourself to really look at where you've been making something stronger than you. Whether that something is your past, or food, or a habit, or temptation, or comparison, understand that it is not stronger than you. But you can convince yourself that it is. You're stronger than you think. And whatever you think is hard, or whatever you are afraid of, chances are it's just unfamiliar. And its newness is the hurdle you need to clear, not the point at which you back off, not the point at which you back down. It is the point at which you press on. It is the point at which you press forward. You keep going. You rally your strength instead of diminishing yourself and playing small. I hope you guys can find a way to practice this strength, to practice creating familiarity where something feels hard. You just need more experience. You need more repetition. You need more exposure. You need to build your confidence by winning in those small moments so that you really gain a picture of maybe it's not so hard after all. I'd love for you to let me know what you are doing to step into some confidence here, to build some familiarity and some consistency. And while you're at it, don't forget that if you are looking for an opportunity to push yourself, to build some consistency, to take life to the next level, hop on the wait list for that fall 12 weeks to transformation. I would love the chance to get to know you better and to work with you. You can just go to the Work With Me tab on primalpotential.com or go to primalpotential.com/488. You can hop on the wait list there as well. Have a great day. I'll talk to you soon. Be strong.
Thank you so much for joining me for another episode of the Primal Potential Podcast, where my goal is not to inform you, but to transform you. And if you would like to receive free motivation and strategy and recipes, workouts, meal ideas every week right to your inbox, just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. It's a great way to get the tools, the strategies, and the practical implementation assistance that you need to create your own transformation between podcast episodes. Just text the word Primal to the number 44222 or go to primalpotential.com/join. See you there.